Could you please give a nice warm welcome to Senior Vice Chairman, Marketing Director, and our friend, Dr. Corey Gold.
All right. Now it's time for the convention to begin because distributors are going to start talking. All right. 23 years ago, when I decided to get into network marketing, I'm going to tell you some truths now. I didn't join a network marketing company to sell vitamins. I didn't join a network marketing to sell face creams, although the company I joined had face creams and vitamins. I joined a network marketing company because I wanted to make money. Yes, I said it, the M word. It's the worst word you can use in network marketing, the M word, money. But that's why I joined. And it sounds crass, it sounds kind of crazy. We're just going to talk to people about making money. But I want to look a little bit past that. And the question really is, not that I wasn't making money, but what does money mean for people? I want you to think for a second. If you had more money, what would it mean for you and your family? I want you to say, just to use single word answers for the next like 10 seconds and just shout out what having more money in your life would mean for you. Just say words. I heard you all. Let me think. I hear what you said. I think you guys said the, okay, game's over. I think you guys said the following. You guys said you would like to have more choices in your life, right? Nod with me here. You guys would like to have more opportunities for you and your family, wouldn't you? You'd like to be able to go to sleep at night and actually sleep. How many of you have waked up in the middle of the night, looked at the ceiling because of pressures that you knew were coming soon? I'm raising my hand right here. Raise your hand because it's all of us. How many of you would like to have some security in your life? Yeah, raise. How many of you would like to have some peace of mind? How many of you want to get excited when your kid gets straight A's because you can send them to the best college in the world and not worry what it's going to cost you? How many of you would like to be debt-free? How many of you would like to drive a car that you choose, not the religious car that you pray will start in the morning? I had one of those, and I did. I'm Jewish, but I used every religion to get it started. Whatever it took, I would use. And how to get going. How many of you would like to make more money so you could be more generous, to be more charitable? How many of you want to be in that world? And really, when I joined network marketing, I was wanting those things. I was not trying to sell a vitamin, although I sold vitamins. I was not trying to sell face creams, although I sold face creams. I was trying to change my life. And I'm going to bet this, that for a lot of you, coming here was hard, right? It took giving time off of work. It took buying a plane ticket. It took having a hotel room. It took leaving family. It took money, time, energy. It was hard. But you came here, yes, to learn about ORAC points, and yes, to learn about ingredients in BTT. But ultimately, you came here, and say it with me, to change your life. That's why you're here, right? Yes. Once we embrace it, it's cool. Yes. Don't be afraid of it. That's why you're here. Yes. To change your life. When you put all that money in your credit card, it wasn't so you could say, I know how much arginine's in a product. I can't spell arginine. I got to tell you, when I go typing, my spell check just hates me. It just, everything is wrong. It just tells me the right words on the page. I can't spell these words. I didn't come here to learn these words. I came here to learn how to change my life. When I went to my first network marketing meeting, I thought everybody was crazy. Because they were optimistic and hopeful and joyful, and they pissed me off because I wasn't. any of those things. Right? Have you been there? It's like, I hate these people. They're all hugging each other and happy and high-fiving, and they have their secret language and they have their jackets, and I don't know any of it, right? But I wanted what they had. They had relationships. They had symbiotic, we want to work for each other situations going on. And I wanted a piece of that. Sometimes people tell me, they go, Corey, I've been in network marketing with Youngevity for 10 years. I love the products. But you know something? I don't have anybody in my organization, or I'm not making much money. And I'll tell you why. And Dr. Wallach might want to close his ears. Because the only thing you're selling is ingredients. If you would have come to me 23 years ago and said, let me tell you about ingredients, I was like, out of here. That means out of here. Like Scooby-Doo. That's what I do. I'm out. Why? I was 26, 28 years old. I was running marathons. I thought I was pretty good at what I did. I sucked, but I thought I was good. I didn't need vitamins. Or if I did, I would buy them from you and go on. But you weren't talking to what I was looking for. So maybe you get a customer or two. Some of you will go up there and show people compensation plans, and you think those numbers are mesmerizing to people. They're confusing to people. It looks like an actuarial table. But if you talk to me about changing my life, I'm like, what do you got? Because that's what I want. I'm stuck in my current life. Stedman Graham was talking today about how we're unconsciously doing all these crazy things. We all are. But then there's a moment where somebody comes up to the middle of a stage and says to you, you're stuck, but we can unstuck you. And yes, I know that's not proper English. Go with me. And that's what I was looking for. How many of you are looking for that? How many of you want to walk out of here this weekend knowing what to do? Not that you just want to do. Because all of you are so great. And I feel bad for so many of you because you leave confused. Right? All you want to do is say, tell me how to get it done, and I'll go do that. So we're going to spend the next 2 days telling you how to get it done. And then your job is to get it done. Do we have a deal? Do we have a deal? This is distributor talk. All the other stuff was about, we have new products. Look at our video. That. I want to know how to get it done. In my first network marketing company, I had one piece of paper that was photocopied, and I did over $1 million of business in my first 6 months with a photocopy. Why? I wanted to change my life. But some of you are saying, well, the website's too slow, or it only speaks in 7 languages. I can't get it done. You can get it done with a photocopy if you want to change your life. So some of you have to step up and take ownership. Let me tell you something about your life. I have been in a place where I thought broke was a move up. How many of you have thought broke was a move up? I was there. Somebody say, hey, I'll buy you a free cup of coffee. I'm like, I'm there. Let's go. Free coffee. Let's go. And all I wanted for somebody to show me how to do was to change my life, and nobody was stepping up and doing it. And I was waiting for one of you folks to come along, and you weren't there. So I suffered for a long time. So you need to understand the following. If you want to change your life, what do you think the odds are other people want to change your life? What do you think the odds are that your neighbor doesn't stays awake all night and you stay awake all night? Pretty good. The reality is that there's a lot of people out there waiting for you to tell them the magic words they're looking for, which is, I've got something that can help you make more money and give you the lifestyle that you're looking for. That's what will get their attention. I wasn't looking for a job. I wasn't looking for a product. I wasn't looking for 89 for life or 90 for life. I was looking for an opportunity to change my life. So are we ready to do that? Are you ready to step into something that's hard? Stedman Graham says earlier, changing the way we're thinking is hard. So let's confront some realities. I don't know if Mike Kalinske is in the room. Mike Kalinske is the vice president of everything electronic at Youngevity, from watches to phones to computers. He's in charge of all of it. And I'll tell you, there's a truth that he'll tell you. The computer at Youngevity doesn't care what color you are. The computer at Youngevity doesn't care if you're a man or a woman. Doesn't care if you speak English, Spanish, or what I speak. I don't know what it is. I don't know. People say, why don't you learn foreign languages? I can't get this one right. I mess it up so much. And it should embarrass you that I make so much money and I can't complete a sentence. It should really bother you. Because some of you are, I'm like up there going, oh, this guy is such a beacon of information, because if that mentally challenged young man can do well, what could I do if I put my mind to it? The computer doesn't care where you went to college, or if you went to college, or if you went to school. The computer doesn't care what country you're in. The computer doesn't care what religion you are. The computer looks at one thing, and it's a brutally honest thing called volume. Ooh, the dreaded volume word. I don't want to talk about volume. I want to talk about my intentions. I'm a good person. Raise your hand if you're a good person. You're all good people. Okay, we'll get that out of the way. Check that box off. Computer don't care. Mike Kalinske tells, I don't care about good people. I want to see volume. That's it. Dave Brisky says, I like good people, but I want to see volume. We pay on that. So once we know the metric we're being paid on, that's a clue, right? Because once we know what we're supposed to do, our job is to go create volume. I don't think you quite get that. Your job is to go create volume. See, corporate's job is to do everything else. Everything else. And they ask you to do one job, which is to create volume. So we got to roll straight, right? You don't have to tell them how the website works. You don't have to tell them how much arginine to be in a product. You don't have to tell them, you know, how the back office should run. And they'll let us go create volume and pay us for it with no role. Now, some of you will tell me the following. Dr. Gold, I'm telling you, I'm a full-time network marketer here at your company. Full-time. From morning I get up to morning I go to bed. That's all I do. But I'm not making enough money. So I said, well, let's start with the basics. How much money are you making? Nothing. Well, we can improve upon that. Really easy. Because that's an easy starting point. So tell me, as a full-time network marketer, what do you do? And here are some of the actions and reactions that I get, and I want to see if you fall into any of these traps. Be honest with yourself. No one else is going to know. See if this is you. I get up in the morning. It's so exciting. And Victoria Barron's on a call. And then Tom Chenault calls, and he's on the call, and he's in his bathtub, and he says the funniest things. Ooh, hair on fire call is so awesome. Ooh, I'm working my business. And then about, a half hour later or so, Andrea Adams, oh, you love Andrea, and Linda Tyler get on the phone, and there's a guest speaker, and I get so inspired. Ooh, I love working longevity. And then I eat something, so I eat some gluten-free food, and I have my vitamins, and then it's time to listen to 2 hours of Dr. Wallach on the radio. And I listen every day, even to the replays, because I just love Doc Wallach. Who doesn't love Doc Wallach? I love listening to 2 hours of Doc Wallach. And then I get all my essential oils, because like all the radio shows are over, and I go mix up my secret blend of essential oils for everybody I know. And it's amazing, my secret blend of essential oils. Whew, I'm tired already by this point. I eat my gluten-free lunch. How many of you are with me? Keep us going. Oh, then I have a little downtime. So I get Dr. Wallach's books out, and I get my highlighter pens, and I start marking chapter and verse. It's like the Bible to me, except better, because I met Jesus. It's Dr. Wallach. Whew. Whew. Then I have to relax a little bit because the evening comes. And it's time for the calls. And I get to hear Mike Randolph and Patty Gardner and all their guests. And it's so exciting. And then Blake and Todd have some product stuff. And Dr. Dirt comes on. And Joanne Connolly teaches me how the GI. Dr. Connolly, I should say, teaches me how the GI. Yeah, give it up for Joanne Connolly. No longer Nurse Connolly. Dr. Connolly teaches me how the GI tract works. I actually know more than most doctors do about the GI tract. Whew, then it's time to go to bed. That's my longevity day. You're in longevity university, my friend. You ain't longevity business. So if you're in longevity university, I want you to have a graduation party right here and right now. Because it's time to take that cap and throw it off and go into the real world like zippity-doo-dah. It's time to throw it off and actually get some work done. As Michelle and Steve know with their son about to graduate, things are about to change. Right? He's like, oh yeah, that apartment? No, you got to pay for your own now. Really? Yep. Get to it. Right? So it's time for you to graduate and get to it, if you know what I mean. Because some of you are thinking you're working when you're really just having fun at summer camp called Longevity University, where I'm learning everything about everything that I'm not using. It's a long name, but it has a great logo. Are you with me? Let me tell you what work is in network marketing. Work is talking to a brand new person, a human being, preferably one in front of you, although I'm not bad about the internet. I like people in front of me, because if they run away, I can get them. See, on the internet, they can click you off. What happened there? Where'd you go? We were talking. It was all good. Why is the FBI coming over? I didn't know she was 14. What happened there? I just wanted a downline member. I don't know what happened. I want somebody real live in front of me. And I want to sit there and talk to them about products that I love. I want to sit there and talk to them about a business that I love. And I want them to join me and create volume. So here's the beginning. We've had some fun. But the reality is deep inside that. Well, you're laughing. I hope you're learning a little bit. Because the reality is a lot of those things that we do is to avoid doing what we need to do. It's avoiding doing the big boy and big girl work of network marketing. You're in the net, you ain't working. That's the way it is. And the reality is, if you came here to change your life, let's get after that. Your kids are growing. Your house isn't any better. Your car is still a holy car. And everything that was bothering you yesterday needs you to fix it. Here's the very best thing I ever learned in life. That was one of the hardest things I ever learned in life. Is that every time I was on my worst moments in life, I could blame one person for it. Me. I own it. Some of those mistakes, really? Did I make that decision? Yes, I did. I have to own it. But the best thing is, when it's not the world's fault, and it's my fault, I can work on me. I can't work on the world, but I can work on me. So the next 2 days is about working on you. So when you get out of this crucible where everybody loves each other and there's spins for cameras and everybody's hugging and kissing, you get back to the real world where you have to go work. You're ready. Because you came here to change your life. That's why you bought the plane ticket. That's why you bought the hotel room. That's why you go to conference calls. Secretly, desperately, you want to change your life. And I'm going to ask you to step up. I'm going to ask you to step into your destiny. I'm going to ask you to do the things that you've been afraid to do and listen to the people over the next 2 days who will tell you how to do it and go back and do it. Are we with each other? Are we excited about this? Change is scary and change is exciting. If it doesn't scare you a little bit, it ain't worth doing. And if it's not exciting, it isn't worth doing. Changing your life for the better is everything that's wonderful. I have the most blessed life in the world. When my father had a heart problem, I could be there for him. When Jimmy Durant had a horrible motorcycle accident, his business kept going. We have the best business in the world, so we need to go build a business. Are you going to go build a business? Quit playing around the edges. Quit plotting for other people. Go do it for yourself. And get out of your own way. Have courage to bet on you. Have courage to say something and fail. Have courage to try things other people tell you and actually put it into action. So we're about to switch here to the last 15 minutes of the night. Because while I beat you up a little bit, there's somebody next who's going to lift you up. My job was to beat you down a little bit, and his job is to lift you up. Because what we're going to do right now is we're going to shift gears into distributor mindset so that we're ready for the next 2 days. So when you come here tomorrow morning and hear all those great trainings, you're ready, you know why you want to do what you're going to do. And you're going to fight for yourself. You're going to fight for your family. You're going to fight for your team. You're going to fight for your community because you understand the fight you're in. So what I want to do is bring up my very best friend, one of the best networker marketers in the entire world, not just this room. He was the distributor of the year this very year. And you know him as the king or whatever they call of the Spartan Nation, El Jefe of the Spartan Nation.